Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm commenting on the Philip Schofield furore. So first of all, who is Philip Schofield? He's a 61-year-old British television presenter. So he moved to New Zealand shortly after he reached Manchester State. He was a television presenter there. I think in the 80s, he came back to the United Kingdom. And he made his name as a musician. A magician. I don't think he's musical at all. And in the early 90s, he was a star. I remember watching him when I was little. What else did he do? Yeah, he was on Going Live, presented various TV programs. Got married fairly young. He had two daughters. So he was one of Britain's most bankable names as a presenter. He acted a little bit. He was on the West End. He played the title role in Joseph of the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is a smash hit, taking over from Jason Donovan. And Jason Donovan, that Australian star, the guy who was a singer, star of Neighbours. Neighbours was an enormously popular, series, really, from 1987 onwards, going for like 20 years or something. Jason Donovan then came to London. I remember Jason Donovan's appearance in Joseph the Technicolor Dreamcoat was slightly marred by a poster going around saying queer on it. And he sued for defamation. He won. He said it was a defamatory statement because obviously it's not true. He said he's not opposed to homosexuality and gay friends, but didn't want people to get the wrong idea about him. But coming back to Philip Schofield. So Schofield presented all sorts of shows and offers various award shows. He was on This Morning for almost 20 years. John Leslie and Fern Britton were on it. They went off. John Leslie had to leave because Ulrika Johnson had made some allegations about him years before. John Leslie, very, very, very tall chap. John Leslie had gone on to it when, way back in the 80s, they just done a talent show. Anyone want to be a TV presenter? And thousands of people queued up, and he was the one who was deemed to be best. Okay, so he hosted all sorts of things, like The Cube, A Night of Heroes, the Sun Military Awards, and so on. Hosting a comedy show. So he was multi-talented. He presented coverage of the marriage of Prince William and Kate Middleton, and on and on. He'd interviewed David Cameron when he was prime minister, handed the list of people who'd allegedly molested children, and so on. He did travel shows, like I said, in South Africa. And then a few years ago, he said that came out live on television in front of Holly Willoughby, his co-host, and said he was married to a woman, but he still loved her, but he realized that he was gay. And so he was going to start to have relationships with men. And I suppose that was quite well received. I don't know how well received it was by his wife, perhaps. I'm not sure he actually got divorced. But there he was in his mid-50s before he acknowledged himself to be homosexual. He was always into musical theatre, so draw your own conclusions. Anyway, something came out last month in the Daily Mail saying that Philip Schofield, he visited a school as part of promoting his show several years ago, and he met a boy who was 15 and spoke to him at this drama school. So that was it. No impropriety at that stage. No one suggested that when this boy was a minor. And later, as Philip Schofield helped this young man get an interview to be a production assistant. And when this person was 20 years old, so definitely an adult, Philip Schofield, he began an intimate relationship with this young man. However, he later lied about it. But people say this is like an abuse of power. People say, well, this is not advisable, but it's not unlawful what he's done. Some people say this is a bit yuck because he was 60, well, almost 60, and this person was 20, but certainly that is permitted by law. But the thing is, is he suggesting, well, I'll make you a career, I'll make you a star if you do something nice for me? Used to happen a lot in the theatrical world with theatres and budding actresses and so on. Obviously, and gay directors as well. Whether a female director did it to a straight male, I mean, I'm not aware of. I haven't heard of that, but I can't exclude the possibility. There's been a big furore about this. So he admitted he has told an untruth. Anyway, so he has resigned from his job. So Holly Willoughby, who's a co-host for several years, she said she was deeply upset that Schofield had deceived her about these rumours. So a talent agency, YMU, had Philip Schofield as ambassador for a very long time, and they dropped him. The Prince's Trust has been set up by King Charles, the Prince of Wales, said he wouldn't have him as ambassador any longer, so he is disgraced. So it seems his media career is over. I think what he did, was it really that bad? Because no one suggests that he broke the law. No one suggests he ever had any physical intimacy to this person. So this person turned 20, even if you think it's a trifle unethical. Some people, such as the gay rights activist Peter Tatchell, said it's all about homophobia. Had a straight male, who was in his 50s, had a relationship with a female who was 20, nobody would bat an eyelid. And in fact, this sort of thing happens all the time. And it is a bit unfair that if you're a powerful person, you can never have a relationship with someone who's less powerful than you, which rules out 99% of the population. That's preposterous. What if this young person was happy with it, didn't feel exploited? Even if he did feel exploited, he might be wrong. He didn't have to go along with this. There are other ways into the media, things like that. But was Schofield misusing his very considerable sway in the media world in order to gratify his own sexual urges? I know not. Anyway, he said Schofield has defended himself, saying that he told an untruth, not because he wanted to save his own position on this morning, but rather he wanted to prevent this young person's privacy being violated. Anyway, he said he's still friends with this person. The person's name has not been revealed. So that's it. So he say that he's ruined, his career is over, and he's deeply disgraced. He said that his daughters have kept him going, otherwise he would have ended his own life. Well, I mean, I do often feel quite sorry for Philip Schofield. Imagine this, all the newspapers screaming at you saying, oh, you're so evil and revolting. But he does have a few defenders in the media. But he's a man of considerable gifts. He's certainly got affability on his side, but surely he could be given another chance and do something else. I mean, he got into a bit of trouble last year because when people were going to see the lying in state of Her Late Majesty Elizabeth of that name, the second at Westminster Hall, Schofield went from the press gallery and he did not queue up like other people. Where some celebrities like David Beckham, they queued for hours and hours to get in. So he's done all sorts of things. He's done a TV marathon to raise money for charity. He's been on Loose Women, that women's talk show, many times. And yes, they do have women on the talk show occasionally. So there are all sorts of good things he's done over the time. Okay. But the other people have criticized him. For example, when he handed that list to David Cameron live on air of five people who it was rumored had committed crimes against children, Jonathan Dimbleby, the veteran broadcaster, said that this was a cretinous thing to do. He shouldn't have done this. So there were complaints about that. And one of those who accused his name circulated was Lord McAlpine, who was later completely exonerated. And a compensation of £125,000 had to be paid for that. So that is Philip Schofield. I suspect we haven't heard the last of him. I think there probably is some rehabilitation several years off. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.